Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip for, what is it now, Monday the 29th of April. Apologies I'm late today, got boy issues, had a few things to do myself and then my boy's in full meltdown mode. Right, where am I at? Horses first. Right, I've got two pod horses placed, market. In the 6 o'clock at Windsor, Porto Ferro, and in the 7:10 at Thirsk, Dalton. So there are two horses in the place market for the horses to follow. So that is those. And football trade wise, I've got a couple for you. In the 5 o'clock in Polish extra classer, Górnik Zabrze, whatever it is, versus the Glebli Sosnowicz. If it is 0-0 25 minutes, I will play the late first half goal. So I'll lay under 0.5 first half goals from 25 minutes through to sort of 40 minutes. And obviously a goal goes in, we're done, and we should get in fairly cheaply in that one. And then in Turkey at 6 o'clock, Yeni Malatyaspor versus Kasımpaşa. If it is 0-0 on 20 minutes there, I will back over 1.5 goals. That's Yeni Malatyaspor versus Kasımpaşa. If it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, back over 1.5 goals. So sort of three bets from 20 minutes through to 35 minutes. If a goal goes in, I will then remove the liability. Hopefully they go well. Well, what a weekend of football. I'm going to do some more sort of content podcasts Wednesday, Thursday, because I've got, I was not meant to be here today. I was meant to be up in Scotland, but I haven't gone there because I've got boy issues to sort out. And obviously I've then got the Champions League semi-final tomorrow. I've got to work in the day and do some bits and then go to that. So Wednesday things will settle down and I'll put together a couple of more content-based podcasts for you. But what a weekend of football, eh? Wouldn't it be... didn't think City were going to break Burnley down for a minute, but they did. I haven't got a clue what was going on at Leeds Villa. I mean, that was just unbelievable what was going on there. I've always wondered with this players rolling around the floor. As they say, it's meant to be a head injury, but the referee should decide when the game stops and nobody else. I certainly didn't think they should have let them go and equalise, but that may be an unpopular opinion. I just think the players these days, it's rolling around. It's just let the referee blow the whistle. If the ref blows the whistle, the game ends. If he doesn't, keep playing. And I think the Premier League should step in and give the two Champions League places to... Wolverhampton and Leicester, because I don't think any of Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man U are deserving of it. What a pathetic shambles of a top four race that is. Not one of them wants to win a game, do they? So I mean, I'm amazed that Tottenham have lost two out of three again, and I think that's the best record of the three above them. Three below them. They've stayed in third place. Chelsea drawn two, lost one. Arsenal lost three on the bounce. United lost two, drawn one. Unbelievable. You see Wolves behind them, won a couple. Leicester, I thought, looked really good against Arsenal. It's pathetic, isn't it? It's absolute nonsense. And I can't, if Tottenham play like they did on Saturday. I mean, they haven't played well all season, Tottenham, no matter what people say. I mean, it's, you've lost 12 games. You can't be... can't be that great. You know, when you look at Arsenal have only lost 10, Tottenham have lost 12 games of football. They've got the absolute rock bottom of the top six, have all played all their games against each other, and I think Tottenham are rock bottom of that. Man U, Chelsea, by the way, for ultimate members of the old top six video. That would have been a winner. But yeah, it's just they've played well in flashes. When they beat Chelsea at Wembley, they were good, but I think if they don't, they could get pasted tomorrow. If they play like they did on Saturday, and even against Brighton, they're going to get pasted. And You sort of hear them say they're talk, they're tired, and I look at Liverpool, who look absolutely still full of running and playing the same team every week. You look at City, they seem to play the same core of players week in, week out, and they look full of running, and Tottenham look completely shot, but I don't think it is that. I think it's the tinkering. I know he's had injuries, but the tinkering with the back line, he tinkers with it every single week. It's a different back line. And I just don't think it's any good. Anyway, enough of that. So, yes, I've got a few things sorted out today, but have a great Monday. I'll be back with a podcast in the morning. Those who are coming to the seminar on Sunday, I have written to you, read that. So hopefully you've got that email. Look forward to meeting some new people. And I'll be back in the morning with a podcast. So you've got your two horses and your two football trades. I'll speak to you in the morning.